We begin Shisha Sijei Mishnah. Now, Shisha Sijei Mishnah is split into six sections. Six Sidorim, Zeroim, Moed, Noshim, Nazikin, Koshim, and Taharis. So the first of those Sidorim is Seder Zeroim, which literally means seeds, and it discusses all sorts of produce and food, and what one needs to do before eating something. So that includes our first Masechta, Brachos, as well as the subject of most of the other Masechtas in Zeroim, which is the various gifts which one needs to give from his produce, either to the Kohanim, the Levim, or to poor people. Now, before we begin Maseches Brachos, we need to understand a couple of fundamental facts about Brachos. With the exception of Birkas HaMazon, the bracha you make after eating a meal, and according to some, Birkas HaTorah, which is the bracha one has to make every day before learning Torah, apart from those one or two brachos, all of the other brachos which you make are midrabanan. Those brachos were formulated by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, who lived at the end of the period of the Nevi'im, the prophets, and they were the leading beis din, the leading Sanhedrin of the Jewish people. So this Anshei Knesset HaGadolah formulated virtually all of the brachos which we make. Even Shmona Esrei was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Now one more word of introduction and then we'll begin the actual Masechta. There are three main types of brachos. The first type are known as Birkos HaMitzvos. The brachos which one makes on mitzvos. Most of the brachos in this category begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishonu Mitzvosav Tzivonu, and then you would continue based on what mitzvah you are doing. And that is really the subject of the first three parakim of our Masechta. The truth is, those three parakim focus mostly on one particular mitzvah and its brachas, but that's where Birkos HaMitzvos appear in our Masechta. And the next two parakim, Perek Dalad and Hey, discuss the brachas of Shemona Esrei and Tefillah, and then Perek Vov Zayin and Ches discuss the second type of bracha, the second category known as Birkos HaNehenin. Brachas which one makes on benefiting from something, so that includes all the brachas on food, before and after the food, it includes brachos on smelling something nice, and then the last perek of our Masechta, perek Tes, the ninth perek, that discusses the third type of bracha known as Birkos Hodaah. Brachos of thanks to Hashem when one sees a beautiful sight, or if one sees something which he doesn't see that often, or if he does something special, then he would make a Birkos Hodaah. So again, there are three types of brachos: Birkos HaMitzvos, which you make when you do a mitzvah, Birkos HaNehenin, which you make when you benefit from something, and Birkos Hodaah, which one makes thanking Hashem for something special and unique which he experienced. The Masechta begins by talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, and the Rambam explains that the reason why the Masechta begins with this is because Kriyas Shema is the only mitzvah which one is obligated to do every day, in fact twice a day, and therefore it makes sense that the brachas of Kriyas Shema should be discussed before any other brachas. However, before you can get to the brachas of Kriyas Shema, we've got to discuss Kriyas Shema itself. And therefore, Masechta begins by talking about Kriyas Shema. And we're going to go with the opinion of Rashi, who holds that the Torah obligation to say Kriyas Shema every day refers just to the first paragraph. So, Shema and V'ahavta. And in that paragraph, the Torah says that you have to say Kriyas Shema, B'shoch b'cha uv'kumecha, when you lie down and when you get up, which means that at the time that people generally go to bed, and at the time that people generally wake up, those are the two times in the day where one is obligated to say Kriyas Shema. And with that assumption, the Mishnah wants to know, Me'emasai Karenes Shema Ba'arvis? From when can one read the Shema in the evening, meaning what is considered the time that people go to bed? And the answer to this question is very simple, and that is from the beginning of the night, which is known as Tseisak Echovim, when you can see three stars. That's when night has really begun. Now the Mishnah does not tell us that the time is Tseisak Echovim. Rather, the Mishnah says, Mishosha Kehanim Nichnosim Lechol Bisrumason. It's from the time that the Kehanim enter to eat their Terumah. So what are we talking about over here? Terumah is the gift which a farmer needs to give from his produce to the Kohanim. And this Terumah food has a holier status, and therefore if a Kohen is Tomei, he may not eat the Terumah. In fact, Terumah which becomes Tomei needs to be burnt. Now if a Kohen becomes Tomei, then in order to become Tahar again, he needs to have gone to the mikveh. And once he's gone to the mikveh, he's now completed the purification process, however he still has a very low Tumah attached to him. And so he can still not eat Terumah until nightfall. During that period between he went to the mikveh and it became night, he is known as a tavul yom, which means he went to the mikveh that day, he's just waiting for it the day to end in order to become fully tahar once more. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that from the time that the kohanim who were tomei and had gone to the mikveh, from the time that they could start eating truma again, that's the time that you can start saying Kriyas Shema. Now the obvious question is, just tell me the time is from the beginning of night. Why are you telling this in such a roundabout way? So the Gemara explains very interestingly that the Mishnah just wanted to teach us an extra halacha, that any Kohen who becomes Tomei can start eating Terumah from nightfall. Even those Kohanim who need to bring a Korban on the next day, as part of the purification process, even they can start eating truma already from the nighttime. So the Mishnah wanted to sort of throw this halacha into our Mishnah to teach us something extra. But the main point of our Mishnah is that the earliest time to say Kriyas Shema in the evening is from nightfall, Seisak HaChovim. Now what about the latest time? So this is a three-way machlokes. Opinion number one, at Seifah Shmur HaShayna, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the latest time to say Kriyas Shema is at the end of the first watch. The night is split into three, so after a third of the night has passed, it's already too late to read Kriyas Shema. And the reason for this is because Rabbi Eliezer interprets the pasuk of Veshachvacha, when you lie down, as when people go to bed. Not when people are in bed, but when you begin going to sleep. And since most people go to sleep in the first third of the night, that is the only time that one can read Kriyas Shema. V'chachom Omrim, but the Chachom say ad chatzos, the latest time is midnight. And third opinion, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, ad she'al emad ha-shachar, it's until the light of dawn rises. This is when the first rays of light begin to appear. It's between an hour and a half before sunrise. And so according to Rabbi Gamliel, you've got the whole night to read Kriyas Shema. And indeed, we see this was the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, because Ma'aseh Shebo Bonav Beis HaMishteh, it once happened that Rabbi Gamliel's sons came from a house of feasting, they had been at a wedding late at night, and they came back home after midnight, and they hadn't yet read Kriyas Shema. On Mulay, they said to their father, Rabbi Gamliel, Lo Kriyas Shema, we haven't yet read Shema. Now, Rabbi Gamliel's sons knew what Rabbi Gamliel held, and they knew what the Chachom held. They were asking Rabbi Gamliel that since the Halacha is like the Chachomim, because they're the majority opinion, they say that it's too late to read Kriyas Shema now. So have we missed the mitzvah? And Omar Lehen and Rabbi Gamliel replied to them that even according to the Chachomim im le'olam ad ha-shachar, if the light of dawn has not yet risen, chayov matam likreis, then you're still obligated to read Kriyas Shema. Because the Chachomim really agree with Rabbi Gamliel that you have all night. And the reason for this is because of a shachbacha, when you lie down, they interpret that to mean as long as you are lying down. Not when you go to lie down, not when you go to bed, but as long as people are generally in bed. And therefore you have all night. The only reason why the Chacham said you've got until midnight is in order to make sure that people would read Kriyas Shema on time. Because they're worried that if you tell people you've got all night, then they'll push it off, they might fall asleep even, and miss out on the mitzvah. But of course, if you've missed midnight, you should still read Kriyas Shema according to the Chachamim. Because the actual mitzvah lasts all night. The Loizo will add not only this, whenever the Chachomim say that the latest time for something is midnight, really the mitzvah actually applies until the light of dawn rises. For example, Hekdech Lavim Ve'Evorim, the fats and the limbs of korbonos, which need to be burnt the night after that korban was brought, that has to be done in Tzvosan Atchiyalam Adashachar, that has to be done before dawn. If it hasn't been done by dawn, then they become invalidated and can no longer be burnt on the Mizbeach. A second example, all korbanos which have to be eaten on the day they're bought and the night afterwards. Those types of korbanos, mitzvos and achiyalam adashachar, their mitzvah is that they should be eaten by dawn. So Im Kain asks the Mishnah, if so, why do the Chachom say that you've only got until midnight in all these cases? The answer is, like we explained, in order to distance a person from doing an avera or missing out on a mitzvah, because he pushes it off and he thinks he's got so long to do it.